the theme of the guided meditation is going to be, actually it's one of the paramis, is metta. We could call it goodwill or attitude of friendliness. And hopefully those of you who are familiar with the practice are fans of it, keen towards it. And if you're not familiar with it, then it'll probably make sense. The way we will practice it today is one of the ways it's quite commonly practiced, which is we'll bring a being to mind. And this being could be any being. It doesn't have to be a human being. But the quality that we want to have in relationship to this being is that it's relatively easy to feel kindness towards this being, or to feel kindness from this being towards us. And so this is a period of time where we'll be practicing kindness. So it's of most benefit at this point to actually practice with someone that there's already a bit of that kind of feeling that's present for us. Okay. So that can be any being. It could be a friend, a family member, colleague, and it could also be an animal, you know, any creature with which we have a relationship that has that feeling of friendship and connection in that way. Ultimately, we want to be practicing this so that we actually have a friendly relationship with all things. Okay, but we'll start with beings. One of the all things that we want to have a friendly relationship with is actually our body. And at 5:30, we'll spend a bit of time checking in with how we can be more comfortable in the body posture. And we'll spend a bit of time with that. But for now, if you can be as comfortable as you can be, to be able to, you know, sustain your attention and support a practice of well-being. One other thing to say about metta practice is we're not necessarily aiming for a particular feeling through this, like a feeling of friendliness to all things, but we're actually just practicing putting that intention in place, the intention for kindness, the intention for goodwill. And we'll be directing this towards that being that we feel relatively good towards, a degree of friendship towards, and we'll also be practicing it towards ourselves. And just practicing, can I bring more kindness into this relationship consciously in this moment to moment as a practice? Okay, and to support this, we'll start off with a bit of time. It's about 5-10 minutes, just settling in with our gathering, harmonizing, settling, maybe the breath or the sounds, just choosing one of those areas to work with for a little bit of time. Enjoying making contact with the present experience and becoming familiar. Just this breath, or just this sound as it is arising. If we find our attention elsewhere, maybe in the thinking, future, planning, remembering, feel that goodwill, just to let that go. Giving more of our attention into what's present here. How's the breath? If it needs or benefits from being a little bit deeper, slower, longer, can we do that? If we're settling the attention with the sounds, can that listening be gentle, quite tender, kind? Taking a moment to check in with the posture if we need any adjustments. Meet the body with a sense of kindness. Following down the spine. Feeling the spine right down into the hips. Feeling the spine coming into the belly, into connection with the belly as the belly softens, opens, hips can roll forwards. Really letting the belly be soft, open, relax. And coming, guiding the attention up the spine, feeling the spine connecting with the chest. Allowing that area to open, have space, maybe the shoulders roll backwards a little bit. And tucking the chin to let the head rest well over the spine. Softening the face, relaxing the hands, relaxing the shoulders. Again, just taking a few minutes exploring the breath Or if we're not working with the breath, maybe the sounds. As they're known in this soft, aligned body. A sense of kind allowing, a metta attitude of goodwill. Let's invite this being into our consciousness. So selecting one being, that feeling of friendliness towards. Letting the way that we recall beings be unique to us, particular to us. So if you remember, maybe by the visual image of a being, letting that image of them become quite clear in the mind's eye. Maybe it's more a sense of the feeling, the vibe of them. Just letting the heart resonate in that way. Or however it is that we recall beings. Welcoming him into the heart space. Letting them feel welcomed. Feeling that sense of connection. Just have a few breaths. Or listen to life with them close. Present in consciousness with us. Feeling that sense of friendship, connection. So holding this being in attention and feeling that atmosphere of friendliness and what that does in the being, that can be the whole of the practice. But oftentimes we choose to attend to the particular currents of kindness, the well-wishing that's there. in the relationship, letting that become more clear, maybe through phrases or particular resonances. So you might notice we have a feeling, we wish for this being to be safe, safe from harm, free from fear, free from hostility. And we could use that as a phrase, may you feel safe. And we can repeat that phrase as often as we wish to. So having this being in the heart mind, sharing as frequently or as spaciously, may you feel safe. And just take a few minutes just with that one particular aspect. So you don't have to do this next part, but I find it quite helpful to actually recall, what do I mean by safe? How does that feel? What's the somatic resonance in the being, in the body, that we feel when we feel safe? What relaxes? What opens? May imagine or remember a time we felt safe. Then letting that feeling into the words or into the quality that we're radiating, maybe without words, just that feeling safe. This is happening in your imagination, your way. So however it is, that felt sense or image of the being, is it touched or untouched by this wishing? Is it softening, opening? Or it's staying the same, we're just wishing or radiating these qualities. You can experiment with different ways if you want. May you feel safe. Another aspect, dimension, is wishing for well, being well, well-being, feeling nourished. Satisfied, content. May you be well. You might also feel how it feels to be well, the vitality in the body, the healthiness in the physical form. Or the clarity, the love and kindness in the mind, the heart. We feel that, so radiate that. We give away what's most precious in this practice. May you be well, deeply nourished. Content. May you be well. Just checking in with the felt sense of this being. It needs refining, coming closer. Just checking that the face isn't getting too tight here, the belly, the hands, the jaw aren't gripping. It's wishing well, may you be well, deeply nourished. May you know peace, profound peace, inner peace, outer peace. It's stillness, that subtle depth beyond depth. How does that feel? How would peace feel? Letting that feeling of it or imagination of it radiate from us to them. Deep peace. peace. Sometimes in these more subtle phrases, maybe the being dissolves, disappears. That's okay, you don't need to keep things more gross if they go more subtle. Staying with radiating what's most precious, most beautiful. And may you be free. Free from disturbances, free from demands, free from all troubles. Judgments. Free from all limitations. So feeling, imagining, what would that be like to be free? And giving it away, wishing it for another. May you be free. Free from demands, free from limitations, free from definitions, or any boundary at all. So at a later time, you can come back and practice with any of these phrases or all of them. I just want to take a few more steps in the guidance now. Just notice that as we wish these qualities, we have to also feel these qualities. They have to also touch us as we give them away. Let's go through again, just wishing for this being. Maybe there's a felt sense of this being, a memory, image, some way that they appear in consciousness. And wishing for them to be safe, to feel safe, to open in safety. To feel profoundly safe. May you be deeply well, nourished, content. Vital and clear. May you know peace, profound peace. Silence, stillness, vast openness and depth. And may you be free in every possible way, free. Feeling this being as the object of our kindness, but also a being that wishes kindness towards us. Maybe we can join with them to meet ourselves with goodwill. May we feel safe. May I feel safe. Safe to open, to soften, to feel fully. May I feel safe. Recalling, feeling, attuning to how that feels. May I feel safe. May I be nourished in well-being, body, heart, and mind. May I be well, deeply well. Joining with this being to wish for ourselves peace. May I know peace in my heart, in my being, and in the world around. May I know profound peace. Profound peace. and may I be free. Free from inner and outer demands, limitations. Free in every possible way. Peace beyond peace, ease beyond ease. Free. Now coming into the last few minutes of the practice. Just feeling how it is in this body, heart, mind. To be tuning into these beautiful qualities. Letting them in and radiating them out. And we can let them blend with the breath. So we wish well to those around us here. May those around us feel safe and well, peaceful and free. All those beings near to us, the human beings, the bird beings, creatures of the earth and under the earth, and in the sky. Beginning with those nearest us, maybe the ones that are landing on us, the ones we can sense their breathing presence, and those that are less noticeable. May we all be safe and well, peaceful and free. And spreading outwards, deeper into the earth, higher into the sky, wider in all directions around us. This whole community and the wider community that we're within, and across fences and boundaries, up hills and down valleys, into streams, and other communities, those driving, sitting at home, working, shopping, resting. Whatever width the heart has expanded to, may all these beings feel safe and well, peaceful and free. And keep extending and expanding this circle as wide as you feel you can go. Coming to boundaries and passing through into the oceans, into the deserts, wider and wider, a heart as wide as the world, beings known and unknown. It's no loss to me if you feel safe and well. may you be safe and well. It's no loss to me if you are peaceful and free. May you be peaceful and free. May all the beings of this whole living planet, from the deepest ocean trench to the highest mountain peak, be safe and well. May all the living beings in this whole living planet be at peace and be free in every possible way, free.